Great to be learning together, Sharei Raz Tshuva. The week this week, we're going to speak about the case of the dropped Slurpee. So listen to this one. We had here during the pandemic, a favorite thing in the Jacta family was to have a big treat, was to have Slurpees that were delivered to our house. And one time the Slurpee delivery man dropped the Slurpees. Do we pay him? Do we not pay him? Well, he dropped it. It's his fault. Why should we pay him? Well, we have a pasuk in this week's parasha that tells us, "Va'asita yasher v'atov b'nei Hashem Elokecha," that besides keeping, as it says in previous pasuk, "Shomer tishmur mitzvot Adonai Elokechem v'yedotav chukav asher tzivak," to keep all the mitzvot that Hashem gives us. Also, we have to, as the Ramban explains, "Va'asita yasher v'atov yasher b'nei Hashem." We have to go beyond, as Rashi already says, "Zo pshara l'fnim mishur adin," going beyond halacha. And according to the Ramban, it is our responsibility. Ten datcha, put it in your mind. Pay attention. Be creative and realize when you have to go beyond what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants you to do. Ten datcha l'atzot tov yashar beinav ki ohev tov yashar. Hashem loves the good and the bad. So therefore, you have to figure it out. As Ramban explains, "Eif shall I skip a Torah call on Agor Adam Shkenav Reav Kol Masom Matnov Tikunei Yishuv Amidinot Kulan." Torah can't say everything, but it gives you a whole nice list of halakhot and use based on the Torah values, apply them in all kinds of situations. So listen how this is applied halakha l'maaseh in the Gemara Masechet Bava Metzia in the end of the sixth parak. Listen to this case. Rabbi Bar Chana was a wealthy, not only a great, very great rabbi, but also was very wealthy, and he had a wine business. He hired these porters to transport his wine barrels, and they dropped them. And he didn't give them back their work clothes. The work clothes was payment for the dropped barrels. So they took him din Torah to the Gadol Ador, to Rav, and Rav said, "No, give him back that work clothes." So Rabbi Bar Chana says, "Is this halacha?" So his response was, Rav was said, "Leman telech b'derek tovim." You're supposed to act lifnim mishur adin. You have to go beyond. So Rabbi Bar Chana was a good Jew. He listened to Rav and he gave him their clothes. Now the porters then said, "Anian, we're poor, and we kafin tarchinan kulayom kafinan. We work the whole day and we're hungry. And late lunch meeting, we don't have any money." So Rav ordered Rabbi Bar Chana pay them. So Rabbi Bar Chana was shocked. Din hakaz halacha. I said, "Yeah, orchot tzadikim tishmor," according to pasuk Mishlei. Again, the same idea. Asidi asher v'tov. You have to go beyond the letter of the law. So I saw my boys when they dropped the Slurpees. They were that the man who the delivery man was paying money. I said, no. I said, "Don't you remember the Gemara? I taught them the Gemara the whole summer. That summer we were focusing on Gadot. Don't you remember this Gemara about that you're." That you're supposed to go lift Neiman Sharadin, just like the dropped wine, this is a dropped Slurpee. Pay him, just pay him, like the case in Gemara. So the boys explained to me afterwards, no, they took the money from him. They explained to me what was going on like this. They offered him, said, no, we'll pay for it, we'll still pay for it. No, but he didn't, the delivery man did not want to take money. In fact, didn't want to take money for us, he wanted to pay for it. So in our case, The delivery man wanted to pay for it is actually yashar v'atov to actually accept it. Why? Because that was his dignity. That's what he wanted. He wanted to feel good about himself. He had the self-respect, the self-esteem. He wanted to pay for it. He dropped it. He didn't want to be a recipient of charity. So in our case, in the Jachter family case, the actual tzedakah, the actual yashar v'atov actually is receiving the money. So Vasidi Yashar V'Atov is not something that you can just paint by numbers. You can just look at the Gemara and see exactly what to do. You have to figure out still, as the Ramban says, ten datcha, you have to figure it out. What is the right thing? What would Hashem want in this case? What's the right and the good in the eyes of Hashem in each particular case? In the case of the Gemara, the Yashar V'Atov was to pay. In the case of the Jachter family, the Yashar V'Atov was to actually receive the money. So in each situation, you have to figure it out. You have to be with always, again, using Torah's values and what's the right thing in the eyes of Hashem. And Be'ezrat Hashem, with all this, we should be able to make a Kiddush Hashem and live the way Hashem wants us to live. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyot.